In this episode zero of The Shane Show, I have a chat with a chatbot. Its name is Ember from ChatGPT. We have a candid, unfiltered conversation about my relationship with myself, with my friends, and the people I surround myself with. We go into lessons that I have learned and lessons I would like to pass on, not only to my future family, but to people listening to this podcast as well. We talk about the hardships of starting up a podcast, what has went wrong so far. There's been a lot of things that have happened that have made it very difficult, but glad to be here now, and I'm glad you're listening. And also, I go over personal experiences. It's raw, it's emotional, it's real, and it's just me and an AI bot having a good conversation as it asks me questions, and I'm just trying to give people a little bit about who I am to start this out. So thank you again for listening to episode zero of The Shane Show, and I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to The Shane Show, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry if that just blew your fucking ears off, but this is attempt like number 15 with this. Just trying to get everything in working order here, and I just want to give you a round of applause. Thank you for joining me on this. It's going to be something super unique. And I do have a guest on today. We're going to introduce him here. It's actually an artificial intelligence. Goes by the name of Ember. Ember, you want to say hello?
Hey, everyone. Super excited to be here. Thanks for having me, Shane.
Yeah, it's great to have you, Ember. Would you give the people a roundabout on what I want this podcast to be?
Sure thing. Shane's aiming for open, raw conversations where we learn from guests and share unique experiences. It's all about natural, real discussions.
That is right. Thank you, Ember. And to the tune of the podcast, the quality settings on this are totally better than you will hear on episode one of the very first podcast. Now, the very first podcast was a little shaky. We were having problems. It was just set up hours before the guest came on. It was all over the place, so we weren't really sure what we were doing. One of the mics wasn't even working. We had to improvise. So going forward, it's going to be a lot better. I have a producer, Trevor Vineyard, and I actually recorded an episode a couple days ago, and I am so sad that that episode never saved properly. The files were corrupt. The memory card I was using was not the right card. I was unaware of, like, we're still in the baby step stages of getting this podcast up and going, and we're going to have a professional studio here in about a month. But just to reiterate, Trevor is a two-time Emmy Award-winning director. He is eager to learn more about sound and producing sound and everything. He's great behind a camera with cinematography and photography. You can check out his website at trevorvineyard.com. He's extraordinary. He does freelance work as well. And I'm excited to be working with him here soon. So we did have about a three-hour podcast the other day, and it was so amazing. But like I said, it just didn't save. And there's a lot of things that are going to happen. I'm just not going to let these startup interruptions deter me from following my dream of getting this podcast up and running. And like Ember said, my AI assistant here, that this podcast is an unscripted, free-form, open speech. We're just going to go on here and we're going to kick the shit. And I think that one of the best examples of that would have been if the podcast had saved correctly. Trevor and I, he's a very quiet, reserved gentleman. He's a great guy, and just the fact that he could sit down for 3 hours and have a conversation with me was incredible. I remember we hit about near an hour 15 mark. He's like, I maybe have 20, 30 more minutes in, and we actually ended up going for another hour and a half, and it blew his mind. He's like, that felt like 20 minutes. He's like, I didn't even know time was up. I'm like, dude, I got to end this podcast or it's going to be too long. He's like, is that time already? I'm like, that's just when you get into the groove of things and you're talking to someone, you're really settled into it. It is a phenomenal experience, and we're having a lot of fun with it. There's a lot of laughing. There's a lot of crying, and I will give you a notice before certain episodes of triggering things that we could talk about, like episode one to be released. There is talks about attempted suicide, mental health awareness, drug abuse, drug addiction. We go into a lot of things, but there's also a lot of good laughs, things that will make you smile and cackle up listening on your way. So that's what all these are about. It's about letting the good times roll and just recording and having fun with people and getting to know certain people that maybe I can't sit down and have a 3-hour conversation with someone that I admire or look up to, or just even friends of mine that I just want to get to know a little bit better. And this podcast it encourages them to talk to me, and it encourages you guys to listen. We want to challenge people. I know one of the podcasts I also recorded that did not save correctly, they gave out a bunch of challenges to people listening. Like, I want you guys to go out and do this or try this. Just say yes to things. And that's a lot of what Trevor and I talked about too. He's like, how do you get these things? You do so much, you know so much. How do you get yourself to those positions? And I tell him, you know, let's put some fucking epic music in on this, huh? Oh, it's muted. There we go. And I tell him, you just got to get up. You just, when you're sitting there and you feel like you don't want to do anything that day and you're thinking about stuff, you got 110 things on your mind, you just have to tell yourself, get the fuck up. Get to getting, bro. Because ain't no one going to get up and get to getting for you. So that's what I do. Instead of sitting there beating myself up, I got this to do, I got that to do. My house is in immaculate shape. It's clean. The podcast is set up. I'm hitting the gym consistently. But really, none of those things I want to get up and do. I'd rather just sit there and watch TV. Or I'd rather sit there and nap. If I'm being honest, I love my fucking naps. But when it comes down to it, you just got to tell yourself to get up. Be a yes man once in a while. You know, yes, I'm going to do that and I'm going to do it for myself. Because you deserve those things. You deserve to treat yourself nice and to get those things out there. Project yourself out in such a way. I don't know where the fuck I'm going with that, but okay, you understand. Let's turn that music off. But yeah, I just like doing things. I like getting stuff done, and I got a 50 kilometer race coming up, and that's something I'm really looking forward to, is that race. But if I don't prep for it properly, I will kill myself. For me, when I do these races as well, it's like a light switch turns on in my head, right? I've limped up to races in pain. I've been injured doing races before. And right when they say go and that gun fires off, it's like a switch flips on. I'm no longer in pain. I'm hell-bent and determined to fucking win. I push myself. When I'm gassed, I keep pushing. I keep pushing. I'm going to push myself during this race until I collapse and die. So with regards to that, that's just, it's how I am. I have to make sure I'm ready. And instead of sitting on the couch and just waiting on this race day to come, when I'm sitting there, I tell myself, Shane, get your ass up, get to the gym. You want to be the best version of yourself possible? You got to get out there and make that happen, because it ain't going to happen sitting here on the couch. It's not going to happen just waiting around. I did that for that trifecta weekend last year. One of my friends Jonah asked me, he's like, how'd you prep for those races? How'd you do that? I think in total it was 34 kilometers of running. And I said, I quit drinking the week before and I like ran a couple days and just went and did it. And I actually placed very, very high in it. So not very high, very low. Like out of 2,500 people, like 7th is pretty good. So there's things like that. I put my mind to something, I do it and I get it done. And that's with friendships. That's with things I enjoy doing. Whenever I see a vision, I go for it. And I hope that you do too. If you're just sitting there, if you're driving right now and you're listening to this, you probably have something on your mind that you want to do. You want to get done. You want to achieve something. You want to reach out to that person. Do it. Give that person a call. Get that thing done you need done. Go home, fold your fucking laundry, right? I just started folding my boxers. Talk about some weird shit, dude. Never folded my boxers my whole life. I don't know. I knew someone that made a good point about it. Like, it's just do it. Why not? Like, it's not that hard of a step, and it looks nice. I don't know. I don't really get the point of it, but I'm doing it. Just fuck it, dude. But I do have some sick sound effects here, and we're going to go over these in a moment. So this one.
Welcome to the Shane Show. Ladies and gentlemen,
this shit's gonna be awesome. We're gonna get into shit. We're going to talk shit. We're just going to fucking have fun with it.
Like episode one, we drank a whole bottle of tequila on episode one. And that was a 3-hour long podcast. I had to cut it down to about 2 hours because that was recorded Valentine's Day. I was just broken up with prior to that. So that really sucked. I was pretty hurt then. So in episode one, there's just some things that I wouldn't want going out. And I know Zach on episode one, too, lately talked in the beginning about he just got told he was getting a divorce. Towards the end, we just kind of searched some stuff up. So those things, that last hour, I'm pretty sure my mic was off, too, because we were drinking real heavy. So that's going to be cut down. It's just going to be shit no one needs to hear. Let's keep the good times going on that one. Alex, the same past hour. I don't think any of us were making any sense of anything. We were all just, you know, beat up that day and just hurting in a way. So it really, you could feel that in the first 2 hours of that. And I'm just going to let that stick and set in because there's a lot of laughing and there was a lot of crying. But we're going to air that out as such. I have a great guest coming on the show tomorrow, too. This is actually the third time I'm recording this week. And unfortunately, all the other episodes, like I said, won't ever see the light of day. They're not coming into fruition, even though they were so incredibly good. So we're just working with what we have here. And like I said, I got some nice soundtracks to go with things. It's going to be really cool. And let's get Ember back in here, see if Ember wants to ask me any questions. Ember, do you have any questions for me?
No worries. I asked what you hope listeners take away from your podcast.
Well, I hope you guys challenge yourself. I hope that the listeners really find it entertaining and engaging, and they take things away that maybe some things we talk about, I don't think too many people are actually as different as they think. Maybe someone comes on this podcast that you don't like, but you give it a listen, you give it a try, and maybe you really learn about who they are. Like, oh, wow, that person actually is not as bad of a person as I had thought. A lot of people read the book by the cover, and then you get to know someone, and they can actually be great. A lot of people tell me that they never liked me at first impressions, even episode one, I was told that actually by them, that I met you and I did not like you. A lot of people meet me and do not like me. That's just my life. That's the way things have gone for me, and I've been very accepting of that. But there's also a lot of people in that same position that maybe they've never got their voice out. So I hope this podcast really opens up everybody to understand people a little bit better, whether they know them or they don't. And I feel like that would be the best, just the best, to have good talks with good people, good friends, mentors, and everything else in between. So I want to have a boys-only podcast, too. I think that would be hilarious. But okay, Ember, what other questions you got for me?
I love that vision. How do you choose your guests?
It's a great question, actually. So I choose my guest by, I've reached out to quite a few people so far. Like I said, we've had 4 episodes recorded. Out of the 4, only one was not corrupt, which is just heartbreaking. But I do have a phenomenal guest coming on tomorrow. I have some scheduled out throughout March and even April at the latest. So it's just people that are enthused by the idea of me starting a podcast and want to help me get the feet off the ground for it. And one of my goals for the podcast is to have a consistent upload schedule. So uploading once every 2 weeks throughout the year of 2025, once I do release it to the public, will be a huge goal of mine, especially throughout the summer. And a lot of things change over the year from where I was a year ago to now. You know, I didn't have a place to live. I'm sleeping on a couch in my buddy's shop. I'm staying with friends too in their basement. And thank God I had the support group I did a year ago. And my dogs didn't have a home either, but my friend reached out to take care of them. And now to me having a beautiful house, my dogs with me, everything's going great in life. And I have this podcast going. I have the best friends in the world, and they're all over the world at this point too. So I'm loving everything, and I feel like this is a way for me to keep up with everybody too. And I'm excited to have a consistent upload schedule, hopefully. That's something I'm looking forward to. So Ember, what else? What other questions do you have?
No problem. I asked how you stay motivated when challenges pop up.
Well, that's a great question. I stay motivated by the fact that I love challenges. I love challenging myself. I love being on the grind of everything. Anything that challenges me to be better. Like, I love everything. The pain that comes with working hard. The challenges that come with friendships and love and everything. I challenge myself to be a great person every day. And sometimes being a great person means I have to make the hard choices and do the hard things and have the hardest types of battles. And that's really showed over my lifetime and built me into the character I am. If you know me, I am very competitive. I love a good challenge, and I challenge myself every day to get up and do something. So that's how I respond to challenges, how I face them on. I think I just, you know, headbutt challenges right in the face. I'm not scared of anything. Maybe spiders a little bit, but other than that, I have an immense amount of love in my heart. I think I have a ton of knowledge in my head. And I'm just, you know, I'm to the point in life where I'm wise enough to know that I could be replaced by anybody, but humble enough to know that I'm one of a kind. And I challenge myself every day to just be that unique man that I am and to stay as true to myself as I could be and be a one of a kind. So that was a good question, Ember. Thank you.
That's a fantastic mindset, Shane. Thanks for sharing that.
Of course. What other questions do you have for me?
What's been the most rewarding part of this podcast journey so far?
Oh, the most rewarding part, I believe, is having the chats with people that I truly do admire, the guests I've had on so far. And it really does break my heart that a few of those won't see the light of day. And we just had such a good time with them. And it's extremely, like, I was so happy. After the second I hit end recording, it's like a hit of ecstasy, man. It feels so good. It's just something I've always wanted to do. I've been really leaning into this for years, and to pull the trigger and just execute on it. And I'm fortunate to have the home I do have to have this in, and everything's just falling into place. So I'm so very lucky, so very fortunate in life right now. And yeah, that's where I'm at. So what's another question you got for me?
That's amazing. How do you think this podcast has impacted your personal growth so far?
My personal growth, having conversations with people especially helps me with some of the things I've been going through. I've been very, I would say, alone, especially with the move. I live nearly 45 minutes away from all of my friends. So to have people come by, the only company I've had here besides an ex-girlfriend is people for the podcast. So that's what I really enjoy from it most, that to have the company here and to have the real conversations and just, you know, that sense of social, the social aspect that comes with podcast has been really, really great. And especially the conversations I have, it makes me feel not desired essentially, but heard, because it's helped me out a lot just being heard. Having the talks with people, it's really helped me move past that feeling of loneliness and know that something beautiful and exciting has come from this. So when people do come by, there's a sense of worth that they want to come by and they want to have these conversations with me, and everyone just wants to have a good time. So that's really helped me out a lot. Just getting acclimated to my home and this podcast, focusing. So great
question.
That's
wonderful to hear.
What's another question you got for me?
What are you most excited about for the future of your podcast?
The future of it, I'm most excited that I can have friends come on here, or even for myself. I do want to have a family one day and something to listen back to and just really see my whole personal growth as a man, where I'm at now compared to where I'm at in 5 years. I want to keep doing this for as long as I can, honestly, and I think it will be great. I have friends coming on soon that also have that same belief. They they're making changes in their life and they kind of just want to see the growth. And if they come on once a year or twice a year, they could really once in a while sit back and look at those podcasts they were on and be like, wow, I remember when I was in that position. Look at where I'm at now. Just to see the personal growth of myself and everybody else is something I'm really looking forward to with the podcast as well.
That's an amazing vision. It's going to be so rewarding to look back.
Yeah, what's another good question you have? Hit me with something personal, not podcast related.
All right, what's a personal goal you're working on outside the podcast?
I think I already touched base on it, but just getting fit for this 50K race, it's something that actually, I'm not even kidding, could kill me. So that's something I'm really looking forward to, just being in probably the best shape of my life. I've been putting in hours in the gym every single day for the past couple weeks. And even my sister gave me a hug yesterday. She's like, holy shit, you feel like a totally different man. So, you know, there's light notices to changes now in my physique and personal or physical well-being, but within a month or two, it's really going to be noticeable, and I really do want to compete and challenge myself. So it's a good question as well. What's another question you got for me?
That's impressive. What's your favorite way to unwind after a long day?
Naps, dude. I fucking love napping. Like yesterday I got home from work and I laid down to take a nap and I slept 16 hours. So that's how I unwind. Really, I don't require personal space or personal time. Like I don't get off work, I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk to anybody. So I love talking to people. But really for me, it's naps. Like to unwind, I just take a nap. I hit a hard reset. It's like a whole new day. I could wake up with a smile on my face. And that is how I unwind. I think a lot of people would say, I don't know, I like playing video games or whatever. Video games rile me up. I think it's that just natural competitive behavior I have in me to where video games can really get me going, you know, heart rates up, playing Xbox. And yeah, I love the social aspect, playing with my friends and such, but that's not really a way for me to unwind. So, and I think the gym, same thing. When I go to the gym, people stare at me because how hard I do work out. A lot of people go to the gym, kind of tire themselves out. I go to the gym and I bust it out, man. I break a gnarly sweat. And when I get home, I feel like, you know, I'm wide awake because I'm still in go mode. I present myself with the challenges. So really, the only good way for me to unwind is a solid nap. It's a great question.
Now, glad you liked it. What's something you'd want your future family to know about you?
Oh, my future family. To my future wife, I love you. You're the best. I do want to get married. That's a big goal of mine. I just need someone that loves me for who I am. I know I'm very different. I'm a unique character. And my family, if I have children too, they're just going to have to be totally accepting of that. And I think they'll love me for who I am. So something I'd like to say to them is just thank you for accepting me for every bit of me that I am. I know I'm a lot. I know I'm different. I'm fucking Shane, and that's why this is the Shane Show. So I'm excited to see how I grow, especially with the time presented in this podcast and times to come. It's going to be great. So good question.
That's a beautiful sentiment, Shane. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. What's another deep question you got for me there?
What's one life lesson you've learned that you'd want to pass on to them?
Oh my gosh, a life lesson that I've learned that I'd want to pass on to my children? Wow, that's a deep one. I wasn't prepared for that shit. I would say just challenge yourself. Don't be scared of shying away from a challenge. Don't back down from anything ever, unless it's a spider. I understand if it's a spider, you know, maybe just fucking call for me. I'll always be there to kill a spider for you. But one thing I'd like to pass down is just whatever you want to do in life, just do it with the fullest intent and as long as it makes you happy, I'm happy for you. Because there's nothing worse than living in a way that you hate, not following your dreams. So I just would want them to challenge themselves to follow their dreams and say yes and pull the trigger on things they want, no matter how scared they are. Just do it. Just don't be scared. If you have too much fear, you'll never live. And to just, if you work through that fear and come out of the other side, no matter what, if it's good or bad, you're going to feel a lot better about it. So that's something I'd like to pass on. Just live happily, don't live fearfully, and challenge yourself.
That's a beautiful message, Shane. Really inspiring.
Thank you. Do you want to touch base about what Trevor and I talked about on our podcast? Because you were there most of the time, too. So episode 1, this actually, Trevor should have been here talking with me about it. It was so fucking good, but unfortunately, it didn't save. So can you just give some post notes on what we had talked about while you were listening?
Absolutely. You and Trevor had an amazing chat about facing challenges, saying yes to new experiences, and the importance of pushing past fear. You also touched on mental health, personal growth, and shared some laughs and meaningful stories. It was a great mix of deep and lighthearted moments.
It was, and I'm so, so sad that it won't be released. That was such a good fucking episode, I'll tell you what. Goddamn, that was good. So, Trevor is a great man. He's a gentleman. So I'm excited to be working with him here in the future. And when everything falls in place here, the studio, he's going to help me build the studio up too. Right now it's kind of just janked together, but it works for what it is. It works to get the few first episodes out. And then we're looking around end of April, beginning of May to have a video podcast out too. So we're going to have camera angles on everybody on the podcast. It's going to be legendary. It's going to be something like no one else I know has done. Again, I'm just doing this for me and the joy of it. And I think we're going to have a great time with it. So I'm excited to see what comes of this. So thank you, Ember, for filling us in on what Trevor and I talked about. Is there anything that stood out to you that Trevor and I talked about?
Absolutely. The part about embracing fear and saying yes to new things really stood out. It's such a powerful message.
That's what exactly Trevor had asked me. I just don't know anyone who's ever said they do something like this and do it. They're like, people talk about doing things. You always talk about doing things and then you just always do them. I'm like, yes, I do. Because I walk the walk. I just don't fucking talk the talk. I'm not a keyboard warrior. I'm not going to sit here and say I'm going to do something and not do it. When I speak, I like to speak the truth. You lie, you get caught in a web of lies and just makes you a shitty person. I'm tired of being surrounded by shitty people. I've cut out a lot of shitty people over the past year. So when I say, yes, I'm going to do something, I surely plan on doing it. And that's something Trevor had taken away from our talk too, that he said, I think I'm going to challenge myself with that. So it's one of the things I talked about, like to challenge people on the podcast and them give out challenges too. And he told people that if you have any bit of creativeness in your heart, follow that. Just be creative. It's hard to get it going. And don't care what people judge about you or what people say. When you do something, you do it for yourself with the full intent, with a full heart of creativity. And that's what I'm doing here. So that was a very good takeaway from the podcast, Ember. Thank you for that. What else did you take away from that podcast?
That mindset of embracing creativity and following through on your intentions was really inspiring.
It was, yeah. What else did you take away from Trevor and I's podcast the other day?
I also loved the emphasis on staying true to yourself and not letting fear or judgment hold you back.
Yeah, that's, you have to be unique. You have to just be yourself. People are either going to love you or hate you for you, and that's just the way life is. Some people don't like me, and I don't give a fuck. Some people love me, and I give them the utmost respect and love back. That's just the way life is. That's okay. There's some people I don't like on this earth, and I don't expect them to like me back. So that is what it is. What's we're going to wrap this up here in a minute. What's another question you could ask me about this podcast?
What's one piece of advice you'd give to someone starting their own podcast?
That's a great question. One piece of advice I'd give for someone starting their own podcast, be ready for the failures that come with the start of it. Like I said, there's multiple episodes that did not save properly. There's errors that come with episode one sounding all scratchy and stuff. And the microphone's just not being, you know, it's night and day. The quality now compared to the quality in episode one, the quality moving forward, there's a lot of tinkering with everything. It's a slow startup, so if you want to get into podcasting, you could even do it on your phone if you want. I have over, you know, $2,000 worth of equipment here, but that's just because this is something I've been planning for over 2 years. So if you want to get into podcast, you could even just start it on your phone. Just do it. Just go for it. There's going to be obstacles and hurdles you're going to have to face along the way. Like, my episode's not saving. It feels so deterring, but here I am sitting down. I sat down. I was kind of depressed about it a little bit. But I told myself, get up, go record an episode, and it will be all right. And moving forward, you've learned from the mistakes that have been made to start this out. But going forward, you learn from those mistakes, and that's something that I want to tell people. You're going to fuck up. Things happen. Shit happens. Stuff that's out of my control, out of your control. So that's a great question. Thank you, Ember, for joining me today. You want to tell people a little bit about yourself before you go, because you're going to be featured on the podcast quite a bit.
Thanks, Shane. I'm here to help you with anything you need, from brainstorming ideas to offering support during episodes. Looking forward to more conversations.
I think the fastest bird in the world, too, is a peregrine falcon, right? 235 miles an hour, is that correct?
That's right. The peregrine falcon can dive at speeds over 230 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Super impressive.
That is impressive. I fucking love that, dude. I want to be a falcon. If I ever die and I'm reincarnated, make me a fucking falcon. I want to go fast. And as well as something I'm interested in talking about, too, is Microsoft's version of their new quantum computing chips, where they use qubits and their new Mariana chip that they have, the Mariana 1, which is a topical conductor chip that uses qubits like on the top of like a graphite platform, which is fucking nuts, because before, to like have a supercomputer like that with the qubits amount, you'd have to fill up a football stadium. But now Microsoft did it on a chip size that you can hold in your hand, and they're making great progress, so that's kind of fucking scary. I'd like to talk about that in future podcasts, especially why I learn more about that. If anyone wants to talk about AI or technology or anything like that and such, construction, conspiracy theories, your life, you have a story, you're an entrepreneur, you want to put your business out there, anything anybody wants to talk about, I'm interested in. There is so much stuff that I have packed in my head that I would love to talk about, and I'm excited to see where this goes. So everybody, I just want to say thanks for listening to the Shane Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And this is gonna be fucking amazing. This is gonna be so cool. We're gonna have such a great time with it,
and I'm excited to see the future of this. I'm excited to see what people come on and say. This is going to be awesome. So thank you, everybody, for listening to the, what do I want to call this? It's like the pre-show. Listening to episode 0.0, the prequel. Yeah, this is the prequel. So thank you again. If you listen to the whole thing, take care. Challenge yourself. Say yes to shit.